I got to give a big hat tip to you. You had your debut as a commentator, right, last night?
Absolutely. It was actually the second time I had ever done it. I did one for an elite boxing promotion show at the beginning of the month, but that was as play-by-play. I never done it before, but I really liked it. And then yesterday for a Marv Nation promotions card, it was more on the color analyst side, but really enjoyed it as well.
Welcome back to the RBR Recap. It is Sunday, August 28th. I am Alex Burgos, joined as always by my man, Gabe Rivas. Gabe, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I had a double fight week this week. I was up in Stockton for a fight on Friday, and then Saturday I had one in Pico Rivera, but it's Sunday, so that's recap day.
Nice. Yeah, episode 28. I got to give a big hat tip to you. You had your debut as a commentator, right, last night?
Absolutely. It was actually the second time I had ever done it. I did one for an elite boxing promotion show at the beginning of the month, but that was as play-by-play. I'd never done it before, but I really liked it. And then yesterday for a Marv Nation promotions card, it was more on the color analyst side, but really enjoyed it as well.
Nice. Yeah, I saw you alongside Beto Durang. Shout out to him, a vet, and always a good job when he's on the card. And shout out to you, man. That's a tough gig, but excited to see you getting into those roles and doing different things too. We're always obviously seeing you doing translations and stuff like that. So, you know, when Gabe Rivas is in the house, you never know. You might get commentator Gabe, you might get analyst Gabe, you might get translator Gabe. You're all up in the mix. So shout out to you, man. Super proud of you. But let's jump into what we had on Saturday night in terms of what we're going to talk about. A busy 140-pound division. We had a battle between two ex-world champions in Jose Pedraza and Richard Comey. I really like fights like this. I don't know about you, but a lot of people kind of gripe and complain when they see maybe two guys at the end of their career. But I like it because it really gives us a clear picture. Maybe one guy is on his way out, and we can kind of like put him to the side and say, okay, well, he's not at that level anymore, especially with a busy division like 140 pounds, which we'll get into as well. But I thought Pedraza and Comey really did a good job in showing that they still have something to fight for. The backstories were cool, especially for Comey. It was a tale of two fights. It was a 10-round fight, really to kind of determine which guy will we still continue to see and will maybe be in the mix as Josh Taylor continues to just throw all the world titles up for grabs. And, you know, some of these top contenders are still trying to vie for them. So Comey kind of brought it on early on, had his moments, probably 1 through 5 better than Pedraza did. After that second half of the fight, Pedraza kind of dug in and really had an advantage, and he had better moments and really stunned and hurt Comey in the later rounds. I mean, punch stats overall were pretty close. I think it was 165 to 149 for Pedraza, had an advantage. And the judges saw, you know, a few different fights, three judges. So it was 97-93 for Pedraza, 96-94 for Comey, and then 95-95. Ended up in a split draw. And so now both guys kind of have still a leg to stand on in the division. And then now, you know, I'll kick it to you to kind of talk about not only what you thought of this fight, their performance, but maybe spots where they can find areas to not only compete with some of the top guys, but maybe even challenge for a title. So, Gabe, what did you think about Pedraza versus Comey, and maybe what's next for each guy or what could potentially be on the horizon?
To your point, it's a very busy 140-pound division right now. But busy is also the operative word for the kind of fight that we had between Jose Pedraza and Richard Comey. Back and forth action. But you really didn't see any of them kind of stand out and say, all right, I'm the dominant person, not only in this fight, but also I also could be the dominant person in 140-pound division. With Pedraza and Comey, they're at a crossroads. They need to figure out, they need a victory like that in order to say that they're worthy of a title opportunity. With Pedraza, he's already had some shots against top fighters like Chon Cepeda and JC Ramirez, and he's lost those fights. So a victory was really important for him in order to be able to get another opportunity. Comey, he just moved up from fighting at 135 pounds against one of the top pound-for-pound fighter in the world in Vasily Lomachenko. So I don't think there was that much urgency from him in needing this kind of a victory, whereas for Pedraza, I think it was much more necessary for him to get a victory. But it's a moot point because it ended up in a draw. which tells me that they're both evenly matched fighters. And like you said, there's something to say about top ranked people to make an exciting fight between people, or at least on one side with Pedraza, who are on the latter side of their career, perhaps at the tail end of their career, but can still offer more and can still offer exciting fights. And also, these guys are more probably naturally, there are natural 135 pounders who are moving up. So it's always interesting to see two fighters who could have met at a lower division meet at a higher division without having to, you know, lose stamina and conditioning to make weight and to fight at a place where we're comfortable at 140 pounds and can give us an exciting fight. So in that regard, a lot of interesting variables to take into consideration. None of them really stand out as being able to be the top guy in the division. But with Josh Taylor moving up and little by little vacating each title, which is a story in itself, because if you're going to vacate anyway, just let all of them go at once. But it's just been piecemeal, one by one. There's a story about how the WBC is ordering a new fight. The WBA has had the vacant belt, the IBF. And so right now it looks like for the WBC title, it'll be Jose Chon Cepeda versus Regis Progre. And then, or as Spence calls him, Prograrius.
He got knocked out by Regis Prograrius.
we also have the IBF title, which is going to be fought between, contested between Subriel Matias and Jeremiah Esponce. And of course, we have a new WBA regular champion, Alberto Puelo, who defeated Potirsan Akhmedov last week. So the 140-pound division is up for grabs. All the titles have recently been vacated. One has been won by a fighter. And so Jose Pedraza and Kami, perhaps they didn't show, neither of them showed to be the dominant fighter last night, but they did show that they have a lot to continue giving in the sport and that they could potentially fight for one of these titles in the future.
Yeah, you mentioned Chung and Rugeru. That's the one I'm really looking forward to. I think those guys can really stake their claim as being, you know, maybe 1A, 1B as the best, especially if they win that fight, even though these titles are kind of, you know, now going in different directions. But those guys can say, you know, I'm one of the best. My resume proves it. And then I've beaten, you know, this guy. So if Chung beats Progre and if Progre beats Sean. So I'm really looking forward to that one. And that's what I was kind of saying with this fight, you know, Pedraza and Comey, sometimes people don't like the crossroads fights because it's like, okay, we know they're at the tail end of their career. We've seen their best. They're not going to stand out and be, you know, the top guy. And I'm fine with that because we're going to see these types of fights. Top Rank is going to put on, you know, fights where these maybe vets or gatekeepers are going to really test the younger guys. And so I'd like to see, you know, against each other, what they still have to offer. And so Pedraza and Comey, I think, did a good job in showing that, hey, we still have a little bit left in the tank. And you mentioned Comey maybe not needing it as much. I would argue that maybe he does just because he's a little bit older. He's 35. And, you know, if the time is not now, then it's probably never. And so he had a little fire under his butt, too, in terms of his backstory. And he's got that motivation, different things like that going on. But, you know, I do think that I would welcome a rematch. I mean, I would love to see them fight again. And then, you know, if they can't get a title fight, one of these definitely crossroad fights is what they need to kind of bring their best to the table.
Yeah, I really like the fight between Cepeda and Progre. Cepeda, after his loss against JC Ramirez, he's coming on 5 wins and he's looking really good. He's the kind of guy who perhaps suffered one or two losses in his career, but for that very reason is doing very well. The first round knockout victory against Josue Vargas, and then the barn burner between Ivan Baranchik, where both fighters were knocked down several times,
6,000 times each. Yeah, that was crazy.
No, very exciting. And Chon Cepeda, it's nice to see him, you know, bounce back from those losses and look a lot better. And we can't rule out JC Ramirez. The reason he's not participating in that WBC title fight, because it was between him and Cepeda, is because he's getting married in October and he wants to be focused. So you know, it'll be interesting to see how he returns after taking a long layoff, getting married. Sometimes it's good for a fighter to take a step back, enjoy life a little bit, and then get back into the mix, because you don't want to wear out in this sport too quickly.
Definitely, yeah. So there'll be a lot of competition, you know, as the belts start to, you know, move around a little bit, and the top contenders are there. So for Comey and for Pedraza, you know, they kind of got to go back to the drawing board and see if, like I said, a rematch is in play. And then if not, you know, where they go from here against maybe another top contender at 140.
And maybe in a year or two, guys like Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia Ryan Garcia start moving up. So it'll be interesting as these younger guys come in and the older guys go out.
Thank you for listening to the RBR Recap. Make sure to follow us on social media at RBR Recap and visit RBRRecap.com for the latest episodes.